New Millennium Audio presents
Dracula by Bram Stoker. Jonathan Harker's Journal. Left Munich at 8:35 p.m. on the 1st of May, arriving at Vienna early next morning. When in London, I had visited the British Museum and made search amongst books and maps in the library regarding Transylvania. It had struck me that some foreknowledge of the country could have importance in dealing with the noblemen of that country. I find that the district he named is in the midst of the Carpathian Mountains, one of the wildest and least known portions of Europe. I was not able to light on any map or work giving the exact locality of the Castle Dracula, but I found that Bistritz, the post town named by Count Dracula, is a fairly well-known place. All day long we seemed to dawdle through a country which was full of beauty of every kind. It was on the dark side of twilight when we got to Bistritz. Count Dracula had directed me to go to the Golden Kron Hotel. I was evidently expected, for when I got near the door, an elderly woman said, "Herr Englishman?" I found that my landlord had got a letter from the Count directing him to secure the best place on the coach for me. I asked if he knew Count Dracula and could tell me anything of his castle. Both he and his wife crossed themselves and simply refused to speak further. Just before I was leaving, the landlady came up to my room and said, in a very hysterical way, "Must you go?" When I told her that I must, and that I was engaged on important business, she said, "It is the eve of St. George's Day. Do you not know that tonight, when the clock strikes midnight, all the evil things in the world will have full sway? Do you know where you are going?" Finally, she went down on her knees and implored me not to go, at least to wait a day or two before starting. I said, as gravely...